Like I always say, thought is the only instrument they have. So what they do, they use thought, not knowing that thought is only used for specific thing, mechanical thing, useful thing, like to learn technology, maths, study and other things, to remember your name, where you stay, your signature, bank signature and other things. So this one are mechanical memory that you need. But when they come to psychological memory involving mental intention, mental states, like thought that trigger off fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation leading to suffering. These are psychological memory. This one you cannot use thought. You use thought, you are doomed. So the only instrument that human being understood was thought. So they start with thought. They use it to meditate. They think they can develop the wisdom, the enlightenment, because they lack the understanding. Like I said just now, thought is limited. We are going to meditate to realize the Dhamma, which is beyond thought, beyond time. So if this instrument is limited, then how can you develop the enlightenment? You understand? Huh? You cannot use thought. That's why this one will fail. Then what do you use? Most human beings don't have the understanding unless you understand the teaching, the Dhamma. The Buddha always said heedfulness, although he didn't say silent mind. I use the word silent mind. But he used the word sati, awareness, sati, which is mindfulness or awareness. So this mindfulness is actually awareness before the knowing. The knowing. What is knowing? When you perceive something, you know that. And this is the aggregate of mind. So if you have sati, mindfulness, then you are aware without thought, before the knowing, or without thought, means silent mind. When you understand this, then you know to meditate, you need sati. That's why he said you have to be heedful. Dhammapada verse 21. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. So when you understand that, we have to ask ourselves, what is heedfulness? Heedfulness, according to the Buddha, is Dhammapada verse 23. Because the moment you are heedful, you never die. You are destined for enlightenment. So under Dhammapada verse 23, the Buddha said, the constantly meditative, ever mindful, and steadfast one, they will realize the enlightenment, which is Nibbana. So to be heedful, you have to be ever mindful, constantly meditative, plus constantly meditative, meditative. That's why you need to train your mind to be mindful, to be aware, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then use it to meditate. That's why from sati, you develop the meditation. This is correct. This is wrong. Do you understand? Okay? So to meditate is to silence your mind, to develop awareness so that you have the ability to be aware. Because man can only do one thing at a time, like I said just now. Either you are aware within the moment to observe, to insight into phenomena, to awaken or to understand, or you are thinking. Thinking means what? Lost in thought. Preoccupied with the thought process, the emotion, the reaction, the chattering, the comment. That's why this mind that is untrained, is heedless, think a lot. They have a lot of issue inside that. They think a lot, they fear, they worry, there's anxiety, Then they analyze. They, in the name of investigation, they reason right and wrong, duality, everything they create. So when you are busy thinking, worrying, planning, and doing all those mental proliferation, how can you pay attention? How can you understand what is going on? That's why what you see through memory, you recall, you create that perception according to your memory, which is not wisdom. Right and wrong according to you, like and dislike according to you, pleasant, unpleasant according to you. That's how you become what you are. So unless you understand this, you will continue to do thought-based meditation, which lead you nowhere. You cannot realize the Dhamma, which is beyond thought, beyond time. That's why you have to start from here. With this understanding, now you go back to the notes, you will understand. Eh? I read the notes again. So the first sentence is what? If we do not use this mundane mind, means this thinking, then there is no thought, isn't it? True or not? Then what happened? The silent mind will be there, isn't it? The silent mind that is aware is your meditative mind. That is your true mind. That's why meditation is to relax, maintain awareness, and realize that silent, the true mind, which is capable of awakening. We are only that silent mind, which is awareness itself, sati, that can insight into phenomena and awaken. No matter how much you think, it ends up as knowledge. Your thought, the instrument of thinking is thought. And thought is limited. Cannot go beyond its own limitation. So how can thought realize a wisdom which is beyond thought, beyond mind? It can't. That's why the first sentence is very beautiful. And the Buddha said, mind is a forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. So this is referring to living, mundane mind, existed. That's why Dhammapada verse and 1 and 2 is for living. So Dhammapada verse 1, the Buddha said, if you know your mind is so important, then you choose not to train this mind to be heedful, then you continue to be heedless, do things according to your delusion, craving, and lack of understanding. Then what happened is it? Then you will act, speak, and think with a heedless mind, deludedly. That has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. He said, if you do that, suffering will follow you. Like the wheel that follow the hoof of the cart. Now you understand. So he said, your life, you choose what type of life you want. You choose to be heedless. When coming heat back, when you suffer, don't blame anybody but yourself. Then the complementary verse, the Buddha say, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arise, all things arise. Same. But if you know the importance of this, because mind is chief, when it arises, all things arise. Means everything you do using thought depend on this mind, mundane mind. So if you diligently, through heedfulness, train this mundane mind to be ever mindful, constantly meditative, to develop the heedfulness, then the Buddha said, you will act, speak, and think with a wholesome mind, free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then happiness will follow you, like your shadow that never leaves you. So it's your choice. If you choose to be happy, you need to train your mind to be heedful. That is what meditation is all about. If you choose to be heedless, continue the way you are. Simply arise your thought, leading to all the delusion. Then the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action create negativity of coming. That's how you fall. That's how suffering will follow you. So thought refers to living. Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 is the choice that living being has. When you understand this, you will intend on heedfulness. That's why the Buddha said the wise, Dhammapada verse 22, they will intend on heedfulness. And because they intend on heedfulness, they will rejoice in the rhyme of the Aryas. So this first three verses of the Appamadavada Vagas, or the heedfulness section of the Dhammapada, very clearly define his teaching. The instrument that you need to meditate, to transcend, to awaken, to become enlightened. Whereas Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 is for living life, to understand the basis of life, law of karma. If you are heedless, you create negativity of karma, it leads to suffering. If you are heedful, you can be sensitive, mindful. Then you can undertake the training rules to keep your precept, to abstain from all those negativity that lead to coming downfall. That's how you develop the right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood, leading to the ability to arise the four right effort, to constantly purify your thought process, to develop the meditative awakening and understanding